So, here's a question. What is the best time to witness the patriotism of an NRI? Probably while watching a blockbuster Bollywood movie or during a cricket match. Yes, that's a little true, but is that as far as our emotions for our country go? The perceived boundaries of us NRIs and our patriotism is the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad. And since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. So, just this past weekend, I went to watch Vicky Kaushal's new movie, Uri. If you haven't watched it yet, I would recommend checking it out. No spoilers here, but like every good story, they build it up. They build up the story to involve all of us into it. Every time the movie slows down, Vicky Kaushal comes and lifts our spirits up by asking us, "How's the Josh?" Every time he says that, the spirits go higher and we all want our Indian army to win that war for us. We all want victory and we all want it for our country. Yes, I promised no spoilers, so I'll stop here with the storyline. The reason why I'm talking about Uri today is to share something crazy that happened at the end of the movie. So of course, at the end of the movie, India's mission is successful, and that's not a spoiler, that's just obvious. And after biting those nails for 2 hours and sitting at the edge of the seat and hating on the terrorists, we finally bring victory home. The national anthem is playing softly in the background and the movie has achieved its goal. It has reminded us about the bravery and the sacrifices our Indian armed forces make for us. Everyone in the theatre has tears in their eyes and fire in their hearts because Vicky Kaushal made sure that the Josh is high. The lights just start coming back in and we're all wiping our tears. And just then, someone from the audience shouted out loud, "Bharat Mata Ki!" And everyone else followed with a unanimous "Jai!" Immediately after, some more people from the audience got up on their seats and started chanting "Jai Hind." Everyone else joined them in the chants. This went on for a good 3 minutes in the movie hall. I am not kidding you, but this happened at a theater in Toronto, Canada. Yes, in North America, and Desis were on fire that day. And even though it may sound strange to some of you living back home, but there's nothing really strange about this. And most of us NRIs are as emotional about our country and take our patriotism as personally as the rest of the Indians living in India do. So there's not much of a difference there between an NRI Desi or a Desi living in India. Just a few months ago, a proposal was introduced in the Lok Sabha to let the NRIs cast their votes during elections in India, either online or through a proxy voter. The proposal became quite controversial back home, with opposition against letting this happen, and the argument against this proposal was centered around the fact that NRIs don't care about their countries because NRIs left their country and hence they aren't allowed a say in matters of Indian government or even allowed to feel or be patriotic. On one of the news channels, someone even went as far as calling us NRIs traitors to their motherland. Deshdrohi was the word he used. This whole narrative about alienating NRIs is quite upsetting to me. It was a little okay till the time NRIs were limited to being the butt of jokes of failed engineers who went on to pursue mildly successful careers as stand-up comedians. It was funny when they talked about how us NRIs cannot live without bottled water. It was also hilarious when they made fun of our acquired accents, and we all took those jokes with a pinch of salt. But when our emotion for our homeland starts getting questioned, it is hurtful, and going so far as to using words like traitors is going too far. Not only have we NRIs put India on the world map, but we have created the best brand recognition for our country and its people. Today, the world has gone beyond calling India the land of snake charmers and knows us for being amongst some of the brightest minds in the world. When there's a mention of the Google or Microsoft CEO being of Indian origins, our country is quick to claim them. But when it comes to most NRIs, there's some hesitation. So I thought, let me give you some numbers here. There are almost 30 million NRIs all over the world. That is more than the population of some countries combined. These 30 million NRIs send money back home every year, and no, I am not talking about parking money or investing it in land and stuff in India, because trust me, the government doesn't make it very easy for us to do that, and there are enough places and ways for us to invest our money abroad. But most of us are sending it to our families or contributing it towards some charity back home. In 2018, NRIs sent $80 billion back to India, as reported by the World Bank. These $80 billion not only made the Indian GDP look good, but also affected the value of the rupee against other global currencies. Not only that, if there's a calamity or a crisis of any sorts, some of the first people to send in the cash are the NRIs. Over $100 million worth of charity money came in from NRIs during the Kerala floods. And there are several small charitable organizations running all over India fighting hunger, illiteracy, and poverty that report hundreds of thousands of dollars being transferred by the NRIs from all over the world. No, I am not one to count, but these facts should not go unnoticed in these times when licenses are being issued for patriotism and Twitter trolls are deciding who gets to love their country. Because for most of us, the question of where we are from still gets answered unanimously with the word India, and it will continue being so. So don't hate on us and give us our space and ability to be able to relate to our roots and claim them as much as everyone else does. Just think of it, the people who we think represent the idea of our nation, like Gandhiji or Nehru, they too were NRIs before they came back and changed the face of our nation. So are the people who are running some of the most successful companies in the Indian economy today, and so is the guy who is working a night shift for an NRI in the BPO sector and changing the destiny of his middle class family. And by bringing Gandhiji into this conversation today, by no means am I saying that us NRIs are making any sacrifices for India, and by no means am I making any unjustified claims. What I am saying is that the idea of a nation, the idea of a motherland, and especially our country, our home country, is more of an emotion for all of us Indians, no matter where we live. The idea of our India as a nation is beyond visa statuses and residential permits. India for us is our identity, and that is not going to change for generations to come, no matter where we disperse on the globe. So the next time an NRI tears up listening to Ae Mere Watan Ke Logo, or just wants to break into chants of Jai Hind in a public space, let him. Because we might have passports and citizenships of a different country, but that doesn't change the fact that India is going to continue being our motherland for the rest of our lives, and we're all going to continue being seeds of the same crop. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.